and fire my spirit for lateral bright. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. The kind shall inherit the earth, not the meek. That is a ruse for obedience. Let there be fire in our hearts instead as we seek a world of kindness. Let us reject the stories of enmity and submission we are repeatedly told. Let us make stories of our own and tell one another the reality of the world in person, in actual bodies and voices. Our pains and joys, our hopes and despairs, our stubborn will, shared with the same honesty, the same clarity of water, malleable but unyielding. When they come for us, they shall find in us the resilience of a river. Their jackboots shall leave no footprints on our bright souls. If I am to seek allegories of elements as a guide to our lives, first and foremost, I would wish to be mulch, from which shall blossom those who I love. Such a meeting of rain and soil is worthy to strive toward, taking turns being a source for each other to reach toward the sky for the nourishment of sun and breath. There you have an order, a personal order perhaps, of reaching from water and earth toward fire and air, yes, that oldest story we ever told one another since our ancestors first noticed the stubborn blossoms reach toward the sun after a rain. The inevitabilities we are told to believe to be immutable, money, God, flag, poverty, boundaries on maps, and the anointed rich, are all just stories. A story with an army and a navy is not powerful if no one chooses to believe it. There is power in such choice, whom to believe and what to disbelieve together. The stories we choose to share decide who we are. If one storyteller has so profoundly changed so many of us, you better believe that all of us together can change everything.